In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing in volume 15, April 14th, 19th. We are in the third paragraph. And Jesus says, now my daughter Luisa, let's come into my divine will. And that's what God wants. He's inviting us into his divine will. He's asking us to let go of everything of where we are and to begin to live this gift. So he wants to teach us how and why the divine will is going to reign. So he says, let's come into my divine will. So he says, do you think that the divine will is a sanctity like all the other sanctities of the Holy Church? Do you believe that this sanctity of the divine will is like everything else that has happened to this point? He says, a grace, almost like all the other sanctities that I, God, gives to other saints in the whole church. Do you think it's the same thing? People say that to me. I have St. Teresa. I have St. Clare. I have St. Francis. I don't need another saint. That's how people think. Jesus says, no. This sanctity is not like any of the other sanctities that the church has. Why? Everything that the sanctity of the church is the sanctity of redemption. Now, Jesus says, I'm going to bring you into the sanctity of sanctities, the sanctity of living the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. He saved the best for last. He says, this divine will is about living in a new era. That's why Our Lady, 1947, time has now come to an end. 40 days after Luisa died, Our Lady appeared to Bruno in Rome. When Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. 40 days after Luisa died, Our Lady descends to earth and says, as Our Lady of Revelation, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of that era of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. She says, you have to get ready for this life. It's coming. What did Jesus say to St. Faustina? The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Pope St. John Paul II gave us divine mercy in the year 2000. This is 21 years of the final devotion. John Paul II says, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. That's where we are. Everything else has to stop, has to end. Why? So that the kingdom can be established. The new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. So Jesus says, this is about a new era, about a good which must serve all human generations. But it is necessary, Jesus says, that I, as God, centralize all this good in one creature alone. Just as I did in redemption by centralizing everything in my mother, he says, take a look at how both are parallel. There are parallel ways. In order to make the redemption come, to dispose souls for the redemption, Jesus said, I had made the promise of the future Messiah to the people of Israel. So that by hoping for the Messiah to come, they would not only dispose themselves, but find that they too own their own salvation in the future Redeemer. They too will find their own salvation in the future Redeemer. Now, in order to dispose souls to live in my divine will, that's the new era, to let them partake of the goods of that this new era contains, to make mankind return back to his origin, which is Eden, it's paradise, just as he was created by God. I myself wanted to take part and to pray as the first, making, he says this, mankind return back to the path of his origin. So he says, I wanted to pray as the first, to make my voice resound from one end of the earth to the other. And even up high in heaven, Jesus says, the only prayer I taught was the Our Father who art in heaven. I did not say, Jesus said, my Father, but I called the Father, I called him Father of the whole human family, so as to engage him in which I, Jesus, was going to add, may all hallow your name, so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this prayer of the Our Father is so essential for anyone who wants to live in the divine will. It's to pray the prayer that Jesus gave to the apostles, the only prayer that Jesus gave to the apostles. So he says this, this was the purpose of creation, and I ask that the Father, that it be fulfilled. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We are to be one with God, fused with God. We are to participate in divinity. That's what St. Peter says in his epistle. We are to be divinized. We don't become God, but we end up in God's image and likeness. Okay. Image and likeness. So through holy baptism in the church, we enter into God's image. How do we live in God's likeness? Jesus said, I'm going to give this to Louisa. Louisa's going to write everything down. God's going to call this book, the book of heaven, the gospel of the kingdom. And he's going to say, if you read this, you can know how and why this is going to happen. This is a glorious time to be alive. There's nothing new from the apostles. There's nothing new. There's no new understandings for redemption. There's nothing new. But for sanctification, it's just beginning. For example, divine mercy. It's to prepare the world for divine will. So God gives us divine mercy in 1930s through St. Faustina. Now it's in the church. It's blessed in the church. And many at the 3 o'clock hour pray that prayer. What is it to do? Jesus, I trust in you. It's to prepare us for not only trusting in Jesus, but entering into his life and the life of his mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. It's a whole new beginning that's coming. And it's really not a beginning. It's what Adam had before the fall. This is how God started out this life that was given to Adam. So he says this. He says, this was the purpose of creation. He says, and as I prayed, Jesus says, the Father surrendered to my supplications, my prayers, and formed the seed of a good so great so that this seed might be known, I, Jesus, taught my prayer, the Our Father, to the apostles, and the apostles transmitted it to the whole church, so that just as the people of the future Redeemer, the Israelites, found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah, in the same way, he says, this seed formed by me, the church might pray and repeat my very prayers many times, and might dispose herself to receive the good of recognizing, the good of loving my celestial Father as their own Father. You remember at the Garden of Eden, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said to Mary Magdalene, tell my apostles that my Father and their Father, my God and your God, is coming. This is Jesus. Jesus has everything ready. Jesus loves us so much that he wants us to begin to live this abundant life. So he's, what is he doing? He's giving us this gift of gifts. He's giving us this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. And he's asking us to live it. He's asking us to enter into this life. Your family doesn't want this at this time. Your neighbors don't want this at this time. Why? Because Jesus is looking for those souls that can say fiat. If you can say fiat, God says, it's yours. See, that's the Blessed Mother. When the angel came to the Blessed Mother and said to her, you're going to be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? I want to do what God wants, but I've already promised a life of virginity. The angel said it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi. We echo what Our Lady said. The Lord says, the kingdom is coming. How can this be? I want to use you. This is what he says to Luisa. I want to use you, Luisa. Luisa says, I'm nobody. I'm nothing. How can this be? And Jesus says, I'm going to do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what's coming. The time of sanctification, is the time of the Holy Spirit. The time of creation was of the Father. The time of redemption was of the Son. The time of sanctification is of the Holy Spirit. That's what's coming to the earth. A new and divine way of holiness. So the Lord is asking us. He's pleading with us. He's saying, are you ready? He says, pray my prayer. He says, this is what he's asking. He says, recognize my loving celestial Father as your own Father. He says, in such a way as to deserve to be loved as true children of God and to receive the great good that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see what's coming? A new beginning is coming. God is asking us, pleading with us to get ready. It's here. It's here because of Luisa. It's here because of the book that Luisa wrote, dictated by Jesus himself. Do you see what God is doing? He's telling us it's a new era that has begun. And he's asking us to participate in this, to participate in this kingdom on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. We ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.